on? We are on. Okay, and I'm being timed. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. Call the meeting to order. I'm going to use the gavel, first time ever. Okay, the first thing we would like to do is a continuation from this afternoon. I hope everybody enjoyed lunch. I thought it was pretty good. We can go ahead and call Chancellor Elkins up to pin the new senators. And if you're here, please come up. And I will call your name, and then Chancellor Elkins can pin you. Okay. All right, so Dr. Julia Elliott, is she back in the room yet? We would like to pin you. Sorry. Dr. Brittany Taylor Driggers? Not doctor. Dr. Peter Sippel? Am I saying that correctly? Sipple. Dr. Fran Gardner, Lancaster? She's an alternate, okay. Dr. Todd Scarlett, also an alternate. Aaron Ard? Dr. David Hatch? No, he's here. Dangerous times out there. Dr. Melissa Rack? She is an alternate. Dr. Ray McManus? Because we've never seen him up here ever. Never.
Thanks,
Dr. It's an earring.
It could be. Dr. Christina Grob? Grobe. Dr. Matthew Haley? Did I mess that up? Dr. Matthew Haley, is he here?
He's an
alternate. Okay. Dr. Lee Morris? From USC Union. And Instructor Kevin Torres. So you can get up again. All right, and that's everyone. Thank you very much. All right. The next thing we need to do is call our secretary up to go ahead and do attendance, which we had decided last year to make sure that we had a quorum.
Okay. So to make it quick, I'll just call it by last name if you could just say here. So Rashad?
Here.
Okay. Abdallah? Elliot?
Here.
Okay. Saucier? Taylor Driggers. Okay, Patrick Lawrence. I'm sorry, Sipel, is that it?
Yeah, Sipel.
Okay, sorry about that. Freeman.
Here.
Okay, Yingst.
Here.
Okay, Criswell.
Here.
Great, Lawrence. Dana Lawrence, sorry, yeah. I'm sorry, I'll do it every single time, by the way. I'll get your names wrong and I'll do it every single time. Gardner. Scarlett. All right. Cruz. All right, how about Hatch?
Yeah.
Thanks. Miller. Okay, great. Peak. Great. Gottsman.
Yes.
Great. Dangerfield. How about Cherry? Great. Ard. Rack. McManus.
Yeah.
De Silva.
Yes.
Chang, yeah. Rowlett,
yep.
Goshroy, Grob,
here.
Holly, Holy, Holly, okay, Kiernan, Morris,
here.
Torres,
here.
Pisano,
here.
And Ivy. Anybody who's here whose name was not called? Yep. All right.
Okay. I'm an alternate for the alternates or something.
Okay. Thanks. All right, thanks.
All right, thank you very much. The next thing we need to do is the correction / approval of the minutes. Do we have any correction to be made to the minutes? All right, hearing none, can I have a motion to approve the minutes? Do we have a second? All in favor, say aye. Any opposed? All right, the minutes are approved. Thank you very much. Next thing we need to do are the reports from our standing committee. Can I go ahead and have Professor Sarah Miller for rights and responsibilities, please?
Hi. Rights and Responsibilities reviewed our charges for this upcoming year. They are as follows. We are going to look again at the third year review teaching summary elimination. You may remember that last year we put forward the motion that we do away with third year review teaching summaries to say that they were not required in third year. And that was actually kicked back to us. With the recommendation that there will be a teaching summary for third year review, but something that the candidate will actually look at, as currently you don't see your teaching summary unless your writer gives it to you. So we're going to be talking about some sort of hybrid decision on that. The second is a follow-up from last year, local T&P procedures. If you are a faculty chair, member of our committee, or academic dean, you'll be getting an email from us asking for your local T&P process, and then we're going to look over them to make sure that they are compliant with the Palmetto College manual, and then they will be inserted into the appendix of the manual. Our third charge is to look at how to evaluate T&P for somebody who has administrative duties, because those duties aren't actually service if they're their job, but it is something that they do. So that question has come up. And fourth, an investigation for a peer review online course evaluation form. This would not be something that we would all be held to, but it would be a guidelines for reviewing an online class, peer review of an online class, so that we kind of know what you should be looking for. Those are our charges. We briefly discussed them and plan to do a lot more in November. Any questions? Great.
Thank you very much, Dr. Miller. Next, we'll have a report from Welfare with Dr. Bianca Rolette.
Good afternoon. The Welfare Committee was giving the following charges for this year: to arrange the tenure and promotion workshop. I've already emailed FO chairs around Palmetto College to ask who might be going up for tenure, what their rank may be, if that will help us to organize roundtables a little bit better. So expect your FO chairs to be asking you for input about what you guys would like to see in the tenure and promotion workshop. We're also evaluating the survey from last year's workshop and kind of building off that data to make some changes. We are in charge of awarding the Duffy, Plyer, and Shaw Awards, and so we went over the guidelines for those awards today, and of course those guidelines will be sent out to your FO chairs so that each campus can nominate the appropriate nominees. Our biggest task is to rebuild the faculty welfare survey, and I have emailed the FO chairs as well asking for input from all faculty about demographic questions. if there are certain demographic questions that people find offensive or feel like we do not need that data. We are toying with the idea of taking campus affiliation off the survey in order to provide a little bit more anonymity. But again, we want to wait for feedback from the campuses. We're going to be using the class climate assessment survey that is used for student evaluations. We feel this is a good way to keep that data out of outside hands and actually away from me. Like, all we'll get to see is kind of the results of the survey and medians and such. But again, I ask the FO chairs to consult with their own faculty for input before we move further with that. We are to consider the financial concerns of faculty, including salaries, fringe benefits, support for teaching and research. It's a very general charge that I think falls under the welfare survey, tenure and promotion, and other things that we will be doing. We are to investigate the creation of a short course for faculty who have never taught online. I have already contacted Lydia Frass at the Center for Teaching Excellence. She is an instructional designer who's helped me with my own online courses, and she is already in the process of redoing a course just for that. And she would like our input. What do we want to learn? I also asked the FO chairs to broach this to their faculty. What would you like to get out of this course so that we can give good input? But the committee will be working with her throughout this process, and we've seen an outline of the module of what would be contained inside that course, and we'll be discussing what to add and what to take away. I was also given the charge to investigate local tenure and promotion processes, which I thought was rights and responsibility, so I let you guys handle that, I guess. And then consider any other matters brought to the committee by executive committee or by faculty. Are there any questions? All right, thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Dr. Rollette. Next, we'll have a report from System Affairs, Dr. Dana Lawrence.
Hi. So System Affairs charges for 2018-19 include handling proposed changes to the curriculum, including the common associate's degrees, according to the procedure that was approved in April. The addition or creation of two Palmetto courses, which is a continuation from last year, and the we received a proposal for Palmetto or Palm 405, which is a senior leadership capstone course that I distributed to the committee members to review for our next meeting. And then we will continue our work on the course survey instruments that we started last year. In our meeting today, we talked at length about the proposed changes to the associate an arts degree that was sent by Lancaster, and those changes will be taken to the campuses by the individual senators, and we will then discuss feedback in November. And we do not have any motions to present. Are there any questions?
Okay. Thank you very much. Next, we have the report from Executive Committee. We've been discussing in Executive Committee the charges for this year and some things that we would like to do. I have nothing official to report, but we are just kind of moving through stuff and getting set up and moving through things as a committee. So that was very short. All right, next, I'd like to call Dr. Andy Yingst up for the Palmetto College Faculty Manual Liaison.
Dr. Miller mentioned that the proposal to eliminate summary of teaching evaluations from third-year review was kicked back to us. I'm happy to report all other proposed changes to the manual from the end of last year were approved by the Board of Trustees over the summer. So that was the only one sent back. And I know of no other changes upcoming. Thanks.
All right, we're just rolling through here. Okay, so reports from special committees. Do we have a report from the Committee on Libraries? Not at this time, okay. The Committee on Courses and Curriculum, that would be me. Give me 1 second here, please. The Committee on Courses and Curriculum met, it's actually has met twice. And this last meeting, was on September 17th, which I believe was Monday. The only thing that we've met on concerning Palmetto College since I've started this year was the Palm major for entrepreneurship. And the committee had decided to basically give that back to Palmetto College to look over again, as there are some SACS issues, and then an ACAF policy, which is being reviewed, about basically the term, whether it's a concentration or not. And I'm not sure what the final thing that was sent to Dr. Nesmith was, but that's the only thing that we've met on that has been done for Palmetto. So hopefully Palmetto all can make the decision on what to do with that and how they want to proceed with it from now on. But that report should be, my report has been committed with that draft. I mean, has been submitted to Dr. Jones with that draft in it too. So you can see, you know, what's going on. But again, that is just a draft, so don't read too much into it. All right, any questions on that? All right, and there were members from the provost committee in there, members from the graduate school, members from the registrar, et cetera, on that committee looking at it. Okay, next, we do have a report from Faculty Welfare, which I'm just going to read for Dr. Jones. They met on April 23rd and August 27th, 2018. And the committee presented its resolution on University of South Carolina summer teaching compensation to Columbia Faculty Senate in its April 4th meeting, but the resolution did not pass by one vote. However, the Senate endorsed the resolution at its June 3rd meeting. A copy of the, this is parentheses, a copy of the resolution is included with the previous CFWC report appended to the minutes from the last Palmetto College Faculty Senate meeting. The final meeting of last academic year and the first meeting of this academic year focused on setting this year's priorities for the Welfare Committee. The committee will resume faculty collegiality lunches at Preston College and has set up an email account, which is facultywelfare@sc.edu, to facilitate faculty contacting the committee with concerns. The committee also plans to investigate how the university's faculty benefits compared to peer institutions, the potential for phased retirement options, transparency regarding the excellence initiative process, and faculty concerns regarding the absence of tenure and promotion timelines in certain units. I cannot really answer any questions, but this report will be has been submitted to Dr. Jones. Does anybody have any questions? Now that I've prefaced it with I can't answer the questions. All right, where are we at? Okay, the Faculty Board of Trustees Liaison Committee met on Wednesday, I'm sorry. It was actually canceled, so we were in a conference call at 9 a.m. on Wednesday. I've submitted this report, but try as I might, there was not one thing in there that I thought was relevant to Palmetto College. So you can see everything that was done in there, but there were a lot of degree changes for Columbia. New dual degree programs, articulation agreements, professor emeritus by people going to professor emeritus, honorary academic titles and honorary degrees, nothing that was really pertinent to us. So that report has been submitted by me to Dr. Jones. Any questions on that? Okay. The next thing is the Campus Research and Productive Scholarship Committee. Do we have anybody to do a report from that? Or anybody that, any information on that? Okay, that is that's a committee outside of the Senate, so they're not necessarily here. All right, next item of business, Palmetto College Campus's Academic Advisory Council. Is there a report from that, from Dr. Reisenauer? Right. No report. Next, other committees, Conflict of Interest Committee, Professor Noni Boniak. Any reports? All right. Unfinished business. I'm moving too quickly. Oh, okay. Unfinished business. I am not aware of any unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business? Right. Hearing none, let's go ahead and move on to right, well, hearing none, let's go ahead and move on to new business. How do you scroll with this?
There's a mouse pad.
There is a mouse, where, am I missing that?
It's a drawer.
But oh, also, I okay. think that the pen will work, too.
Oh, wonderful, okay.
And I have the nominations later.
Okay, should we, yeah. Look? Okay. All right, so next item of new business is the Palmetto College Campus's Grievance Committee. That is actually, my name is up for that spot for union, and it needs to be a union person. I think we have that. So can I have a motion, I guess, to elect me to the the Grievance Council for USC Union?
This replaces Dr. Alice Taylor Cole. That's
right. Yes. Thank you.
Second.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Just kidding.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Do we have any announcements?
I move to adjourn.
Do we have a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
127.
Nice. Oh my God.
You did it.
Mark it.
Wow.
Thank you. I don't think you can expect that in the future.